You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca, Alberta's only regulated online gambling website. Use the promo code, and you get a new one every month, Greger50, and you'll get a free $50 play only at PlayAlberta.ca.
I'm good. You know what? There's a good news, kind of bad news week. So let's start with the good news. Carter O'Donnell comes in, Ed, a guy who's played in the NFL. Chris Morris, I remember talking to Chris about him. He thought he's never seen a player move as well as he did for a big man. Tell us what you think you're going to get here in Carter O'Donnell, and how quick before we see him on the field.
Well, I think definitely we're looking forward to, you know, to getting him in the lineup as soon as he's up to speed with everything. We're getting a very good athlete, a physical player. He adds depth to our offensive line. And as we've said throughout this whole process, is that, you know, building our offensive line, building our depth, you know, as far as our national talent, our Canadians are concerned, is very important. His level of physical play, he has the ability to play both tackle positions, both guards. So he's that kind of athlete, and he brings the kind of physical play that we're looking for up front. You know, he plays with with an attitude that we expect from our offensive line, and we didn't bring him in here to sit on the sideline and drink Gatorade and wave a towel. We brought him in to impact the roster, and we're gonna assess where he can fit in and look to put him in right away.
Okay. I guess now we'll get to the bad news. Jake Ceresna goes on the sixth game. Niles Morgan goes on the sixth game. What are the chances you think you see either guy before the end of the regular season?
I don't know if we'll see Jake. That one's going to be tough. He's looking to get surgery here soon, and depending on how he comes out of that surgery will determine more of the likelihood of him at the end of the year. But like anything, if it's one game left and it's depending on what the how it's going to impact his health, we're gonna look out for the player before we do anything else. As far as Niles is concerned, I mean, he may have a greater chance at coming back. His is a bone,
okay.
It's a broken bone, so a fracture, I should say. So we'll have a chance. There may be a greater chance for him than it is for Jake, unfortunately.
And with Niles Morgan out, how close is Nick Anderson to playing?
Nick practiced last week and this week. I think the precaution would be just to hold him out one more week, just to make certain that he's healthy for the stretch and to finish. It doesn't make a lot of sense to rush him out there a week early, and not be at 100%. So I think next week it'll be a better opportunity for him to show with a full week of practice. And we'll have a chance to, likely see him next week. I think, watching him practice this week, he'd be very, very close. I think it could have been a coin flip whether or not he played this week. But, erring on the side of caution and just making certain that he's fully confident in his ability and, us doing the right thing by making certain that he's 100%, getting a full week of practice makes the most sense. But I anticipate seeing him out there, next week, and if not next week, definitely the following week.
Okay. So would you expect to see DeBlanco as your middle linebacker on Saturday?
DeBlanco's been doing a really good job at the weak side linebacker so far. Mogensen is going to get an opportunity to play and to show what he can do. I mean, we have a lot of faith in him. And, we have multiple linebackers that are on the roster, but, this will be Mogensen's opportunity to show, not only what he can do as a starter, but, he's been given many opportunities playing in certain packages, and he's comfortable with the CFL game. And we're looking forward to seeing his play and then seeing him go out there and show what he can do and what the meaningful and starter reps.
Ed Hervey joins us, general manager of the Edmonton Elks. Ed, it's a huge game on Saturday for a variety of reasons. It's a rematch. It's probably going to be the biggest crowd of the year. You've got the inaugural Labor Day rematch brunch, which sounds like it's going to start a great tradition that happens every year, like a little mini Spirit of Edmonton, maybe for an afternoon before the game, which is often. So if you look, which is awesome, I should say, when you look at this season to date, and how would you evaluate your team and what you've seen in year one?
I'd say, obviously, there's been ups and downs. There's been challenges in some areas, but the fight that our team has, the growth that the team has had, and to be in a position, even after last Monday's setback, to be in a position where we have an opportunity to fight for a playoff spot, is important. Can we improve? Absolutely. Is there areas to improve? No question. But I also, have the luxury of watching the team practice, watching the team prepare, and watching the team as they've grown, once practice is over. When practice was over in the early part of the year of the season, the field was empty. And now, when practice is over, I see various groups working together on different things and discussing the practice that they just finished, and they're making the corrections on their own. So I see a lot of growth from this team that most wouldn't see to date. But I think there's still a lot of football left for this team to go out there and prove who they are. And I think the team kind of believe that, on Monday, though we lost, there was a lot of missed plays, missed opportunities, and they're chomping at the bit for the rematch and looking forward to playing them here in Commonwealth.
Ed, I know you've always been a huge believer that, a lot of success will come from the defensive and the offensive line. Your D-line hasn't got the sacks I think you would like. Do you feel it's got enough consistent pressure as a group?
No, I think that'd be one. I'm somewhat disappointed in the defensive line today. I know they're working hard, but I mean I expected more from the group. But it's just one of those deals where it's not for lack of effort. I think there's been some there's always been something collectively with the defense that has kind of gotten in the way at one point or another. I think over the last few weeks they've gotten better. But, I'm not going to hide from the fact that I expected a little bit more from the defensive front. And I hope that this weekend is an opportunity for them to shake out of that and really show, what they have. Do I think there's been consistent pressure? I'd like to see more. I would like to see more from the defensive line. And, there have been times where they've gotten their hands on quarterbacks. I know we've missed a lot of sacks.
But yes.
We've got our hands on quarterbacks. It's about finishing, right? You have to finish. And that's the difference between having, being in the double-digit sack area or being where we are. And I'm hopeful. I know they're out there working hard and trying to correct those things. But we definitely need to see the results. We need to see the results.
Ed Hervey joins us. Ed, Trey Ford got a chance at the start of the season, and you guys went to Cody Fajardo, and he's played pretty well. We had him on the show this week. He obviously didn't like his performance in Calgary. He's overthrowing too many guys for his liking, but. How this season goes, kind of where are you guys at here with Trey Ford? And, do you expect to see him on the field again this year?
Right now, like anything, right? The opportunity presents itself, then he's got to be ready for it. As it sits right now, Cody's been doing a really good job, playing and doing what the team needs to get the offense going. But I do. I see Trey Ford every day working hard in practice and just waiting for the opportunity when it does arrive. As I see, do I see an opportunity for him down the line? I'm not certain that it's there in the immediate future if Cody continues to play well. But again, you got to be prepared at all times, and if the opportunity does present itself, you got to show that he's ready to take that on and go out there and perform. But he is working hard and he is doing the things necessary to stay ready to play if called upon.
And going back, and because I know you do a lot of scouting as well, with the transfer portal and seeing guys, lots of guys moving around, 1 year here, maybe two, and they move around, they play in different systems. Does that help scouting? Because now you see, okay, well, this guy maybe looked good here, but maybe he looked good because he was in a great system or what have you. Or is it challenging because guys are bouncing around so much? How does it impact scouting now?
Yeah, I think with respect to quarterbacks, in particular, we're talking about going from system to system. Still, quarterback's fundamentals, mechanics, his ability to complete passes, arm strength, all those things don't change regardless of the system, right? And then we have an opportunity to see a guy, and if he has success in multiple systems, you have to assume that player is smart, right, and intelligent, and has a high football IQ. The game, in the United States, I should say, as far as transfer portals are concerned, has changed so much for players. It's really more challenging keeping up with them,
right,
and where they're going and where they're playing next. But as far as what you see on film, I don't think it really changes, the overall, scouting, from a personnel perspective, because, we're always looking for the same things from the quarterback position, regardless if he played for, five teams and, four teams in 5 years, or if he played for the same team for five consecutive years and have five different coordinators. We're trying to make certain that they have the skills to play in our league, and a lot of that has to do with athleticism and the abilities to read and process, and more importantly, efficiently run an offense. And if you can have someone that you can develop and that is wired to be in the building and learn and do those things, it really never matters how where they come from or how many teams they played for, as long as you can scout that they can play and give them the opportunity to prove that.
Yeah, and what about like other position guys, receivers, et cetera, is kind of the same thing? It doesn't really matter if they're switching schools?
Yeah, I think with the receivers, it really doesn't matter, because in the other positions, you're really just it's the same thing. You run your routes, you catch your balls, you make your plays. Doesn't necessarily, whether you're playing in an offense that is, trying to get you the ball, quickly and give you a chance to run after catch, or you're playing in an offense of an intermediate to downfield passing attack that gives you opportunity to make plays down the field. Ability to run routes and get open and make plays, those are the guys that we're looking for, and the guys who can operate whether it's in tight quarters or, space. If you get a guy that can make plays, we're worried less about, which system they come out of. We're looking for guys that can make plays and have the athleticism to do so.
And lastly, again, going back to Carter O'Donnell, Ed, ideally, where do you see him playing long-term on your O-line?
Well, if you're asking me, I look at the tackle position as an area where, he could very well benefit. Obviously, he can play guard as well. He's done some of that in the NFL, but, we'd like to see him get an opportunity at the tackle position. We'd like to see our, tackles play better. And that's where we brought Carter. And we're going to have a chance to see him, where we see fit and the best opportunity for him. As far as I'm concerned, I'm looking at the hoping to get better play out of the tackle position.
Ed, great stuff. Quickly, give me your thoughts on the Cowboys. What'd you think of the trade? as a guy who's made trades himself, what'd you make of the Micah Parsons trade as a Cowboys fan?
I mean, you could almost see that coming a mile away, you know, right? It just, do I like it as a fan? It's what it is, right? I mean, clearly things got personal in there, and I mean, the Cowboys, you know, what they got in return, you know, is something that builds for the future. I don't know. I guess the time will tell, you know, as far as on the field, but he is a dominant defensive player. He's one of the best in the league, and to trade that away takes a lot of guts to do that. But I'm not surprised, right? I'm not surprised. I didn't think that Micah Parsons was one of those guys that was going to, play the game of cat and mouse, and at the last minute, you know, a deal is going to get done, and you know, like Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb was. I thought he was just going to agitate him more. And you know, when I heard that he was being traded, to be quite honest with you, I wasn't surprised at all that it happened. I just was hoping that it was for more than a bag of peanuts.
Well, Ed, we will see you. Are you going to be at the brunch on Saturday?
No, I will not be at the brunch on Saturday. I'll be going through my pregame routine, and then I will be at the stadium. But I do want to wish those who are going to the brunch to, you know, have a great time, and I think it's a great thing that that we're doing over here with the, and just excited to hear about it, and you know, look forward to hopefully in the future be able to make some time for it.
What does a GM do leading up to a game? What's your routine?
Oh, well, I get up in the morning. I try to make sure that, you know, I get over here probably 3 hours before, the kickoff, and just kind of review all, you know, our roster, and just make sure that as every player is coming in, you know, that they're feeling well. And if my phone doesn't ring that someone's sick or someone can't make it or someone isn't in the hospital, that's a good thing. And then for the rest of that time, I'm just kind of flipping through, watching film of either the next opponent or watching film of Calgary, and just, you know, just trying to get a feel for who they are. And, you know, and obviously we're still watching personnel, right? We're watching our personnel. So I'll do a little bit of that throughout the day. And then I'll get a little bit of bite to eat. And then after that, it's pretty much just pace and wait for the game. And
nice. Ed, great stuff, man. It's always good to catch up with you. We'll see you at the game on Saturday.
All right. Look forward to it. Thanks for having me on.